news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's a rapidly changing and highly volatile world in which we're living. As now, even the president's propaganda mouthpieces at Fox are starting to take the coronavirus threat seriously. Social distancing is no longer just a good name for a band, but something we're all putting into practice. Tuesday is still primary day in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. It was supposed to be election day in Ohio as well, but after a federal judge refused to reschedule the election until June 2nd, the governor said the state's health director is declaring a health emergency to order the polls closed. Louisiana, Georgia, and Kentucky have also postponed their primaries. More closings and cancellations are being announced, like NASCAR races and the Kentucky Derby. California officials announced a complete lockdown of the Bay Area, including San Francisco. It requires people to stay home except for essential needs. San Francisco Mayor London Breed saying, quote, "The new public health order that we're announcing will require San Franciscans to remain home, with exceptions only for essential outings. These measures will be disruptive to daily life, but there's no need to panic." New York, Los Angeles, and Washington State have all announced public buildings will be shut temporarily. The U.S. death toll climbed to at least 81, with 25 of those deaths associated with the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington. The Dow Jones plunged nearly 3,000 points on Monday as the U.S. begins to shut down schools, bars, restaurants, and theaters in an effort to try to slow down the spread of COVID-19. And the market on Friday morning opened up around 400 points in the early moments of trading. Within 15 minutes, it was already teetering into negative territory. The roller coaster ride continues. U.S. researchers on Monday began a first test of an experimental coronavirus vaccine. Doctors injected the arms of four healthy volunteers at the Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute in Seattle. The potential vaccine for the COVID-19 coronavirus was developed in record time following the outbreak in China that ignited the pandemic. Kaiser Permanente study leader Lisa Jackson said just before the test began, quote, "We're team coronavirus now. Everyone wants to do what they can in this emergency." Some of the 45 volunteers who will get two doses a month apart said they were glad to be part of the experiment. Working with urgency, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Monday succeeded in untangling details in a House measure in time to see it approved for a second time in 4 days, clearing the multi-billion-dollar coronavirus response bill for Senate action, hopefully as early as Tuesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urged Congress to move next to adopt the proposed $750 billion stimulus measure, which would resemble in size the rescue package adopted after prolonged partisan bickering on Capitol Hill following the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is asking Congress to approve another massive economic stimulus package of around $850 billion. This one will be presented by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin Tuesday to Senate Republicans. It's mostly devoted to flooding the economy with cash through a payroll tax cut or other mechanism, with some $50 billion directed specifically to helping the airline industry. At a White House briefing on Monday, Donald Trump finally acknowledged what the experts have been telling us for weeks, that the coronavirus is a real threat and is not under control.
You're not saying it's under control, right?
I'm not referring to it, meaning the... Yeah, if you're talking about the virus, no, that's not under control for any place in the world.
It's not under control for any place in the world. This is not about gotcha. I'm glad the president has landed where he's landed. But let's note, this is quite different from what we heard from the president just yesterday. Let's roll that sound.
It's a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have tremendous control of.
But if the comments from Trump are confusing you, you're not alone. The best bet is to listen to the experts like Dr. Fauci and ignore the morons like Trump. On Friday, the Orange Menace made heads explode when he disrespected PBS NewsHour's Yamiche Alcindor, who asked a legitimate question about his administration's irresponsible closing of the office charged with planning for such a pandemic 2 years ago.
First question is, you said that you don't take responsibility, but you did disband the White House pandemic office, and the officials that were working in that office left this administration abruptly. So what responsibility do you take to that? And the officials that worked in that office said that you, that the White House lost valuable time because that office wasn't disbanded. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question, because what we've done is, and Tony has said numerous times that we've saved thousands of lives because of the quick closing. And when you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that, because I don't know anything about it. I mean, you say we did that. I don't know anything about it.
You don't know about, spending, about the reorganization that happened at the National Security Council.
It's the administration. Perhaps they do that. You know, people let people go. You used to be with a different newspaper than you are now. You know, things like that happen.
But this was an
organization. Please go ahead. We're doing a great job. Let me tell you, these professionals behind me and these great, incredible doctors and business people, the best in the world, and I can say that, whether it's retailers or labs or anything you want to say.
It was just about 2 weeks ago that Donald Trump defended the closure, claiming that, as a businessman, he hated seeing people sitting around doing nothing.
Does this experience at all give you pause about those?
No, because we can get money and we can increase staff. We know all the people. We know all the good people. It was a question I asked the doctors before. Some of the people we cut, they haven't been used for many, many years. And if we have a need, them, we can get them very quickly. And rather than spending the money, and I'm a business person, I don't like having thousands of people around when you don't need them. When we need them, we can get them back very quickly.
And despite massive failures in terms of preparedness and testing, and Trump being unwilling to shoulder any responsibility, he was asked to grade himself and his administration for their response so far.
Mr. President, the other day you said that you were not responsible for the testing shortfall. Very simple question. Does the buck stop with you? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your response to this crisis?
I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job. And it started with the fact that we kept a very highly infected country, despite all of even the professionals saying, no, it's too early to do that. We were very, very early with respect to China. And we would have a whole different situation in this country if we didn't do that. I would rate it I would rate ourselves and the professionals. I think the professionals have done a fantastic job. As far as the testing, you heard the admiral. I think the testing that we've done, we really took over an obsolete system, or put it maybe in a different way, a system that wasn't meant to do anything like this. We took it over, and we're doing something that's never been done in this country. And I think that we are doing very well. We took the system, we worked with the system we had, and we broke down the system purposely. We broke it down in order to do what we're doing now. And within a short period of time, and even now, we're testing tremendous numbers of people.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.